For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Thus ends one of the most rancorous confirmation fights in modern times, securing a rightward shift on the nation's highest court. In his final remarks before the vote, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer continued the attack.
Judge Kavanaugh doesn't belong on the bench because he has repeatedly misled the Senate, putting into serious doubt his credibility. And a judge must be credible, believable, and honest.
Senator Joe Manchin, the only Democrat to vote yes. Following the vote, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said we were not intimidated by the mob. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Officer Jason Van Dyke asked 12 jurors to trust his memory, not a widely circulated dashboard camera video, to know what really happened the night he shot Laquan McDonald 16 times. The jurors chose the video. On Friday afternoon, after less than 8 hours of deliberating, the jury convicted Officer Van Dyke of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm in the death of Laquan, a black teenager who was carrying a knife but veering away from the police. Van Dyke could face decades in prison. Most of the jurors say they found the officer's description of the October 20th, 2014 shooting to be contradictory, overly rehearsed, and simply not believable. Family spokesman, the Reverend Marvin Hunter, on Laquan's death.
This family wanted justice.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pledged Saturday that the Trump administration's effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons would be fully coordinated with allies Japan and South Korea as he prepared to travel to Pyongyang under pressure to produce tangible progress toward that goal. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. USA's Wendy King has that story.
Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Art prankster Banksy has struck again. A work by the elusive street artist apparently self-destructed in front of startled auction-goers Friday, moments after it was sold for $1.4 million. The spray-painted canvas Girl with Balloon went under the hammer at Sotheby's in London, fetching more than three times its pre-sale estimate and equaling a record price for the artist. It then ran through a shredder embedded in the frame, emerging from the bottom in strips. A spokesman for the auction house says it's a first. The Houston Astros have taken the opener of their American League Division Series with Cleveland. In Houston, Justin Verlander carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning, and the Astros banged out four home runs in a 7-2 rout of the Indians. Verlander says he's happy with his outing.
You want to allow your team to go out there and kind of put up a couple runs and just relax. Was able to do that early in the game. First five innings was right where I wanted to be, you know, against a team that's kind of giving me fits. So, you know, just making pitches is what it's about in these situations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.